Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another PC Boys podcast. This is your boy, Logan. I hope you're all having a fantastic day today, but before we get started, as per usual, I will have the link tree in the description down below. Please go follow our socials to keep up to date whenever we upload a new podcast, as well as join the Discord to join the community. But without further ado, today we got a big podcast for you guys, and it's all going to be based on Daredevil Born Again. Now, most of you know, I love Daredevil. He's my second favorite comic book character and my second favorite character in the MCU, especially after the amazing Netflix series that we got in 2015. And we have a lot more good news for Daredevil Born Again, which I find funny because, you know, just thinking a few months ago and stuff, you know, or I should say more like half a year at this point, but when they were talking about, oh, we're going to recast Vanessa, we're not going to bring in Karen and Foggy and stuff, Marvel Studios came in, looked at the old, or like the first version of the show that they made, and it was a legal drama, barely any Daredevil. Maybe he suited up a few times throughout the series. It was very brief, and that was it. So they got a showrunner, new writers, brought back the old cast, and things are going very well right now. So I'm gonna, of course, be walking through the behind-the-scenes stuff. So recently, we got behind-the-scenes photos of the Punisher on the set of Daredevil Born Again, you know, rocking his classic skull vest. However, it is a little bit worn, as you can tell, because the old version of the vest had, you know, the skull down here. As you can see here, it's very faint. As well as, you know, the original actress that played Vanessa. So originally they were going to recast her with a new actress, and they're deciding to go back on that as well, which I think is great, keeping the continuity and keeping the feel of the original Daredevil. Because apparently this new Daredevil series was supposed to be like this weird amalgamation of the old Daredevil and the new Daredevil, and it wasn't clearly working. And Marvel Studios clearly is learning their lessons, thankfully. So they're bringing back all the old cast, which is great. Even down to Vanessa. We got another behind the scenes picture of, you know, Matt, Karen, and Frank, or, you know, John, Deborah, and Charlie. I'm very interested to see what Karen and Frank's dynamic is in this series, because for those of you that haven't either watched Daredevil Season 2 or you haven't watched Punisher Season 1, Karen and Frank actually have, like, this friendship-slash-romantic relationship, kind of. It's complicated. But, you know, Karen really cares about Frank and admires Frank, but not exactly because he, you know, kills people, but because he tries to protect people and stuff. So I'm very interested to see, you know, Karen's dynamic with Frank, because we haven't seen that since The Punisher Season 1, from what I recall. I don't remember her appearing in Season 2 of The Punisher. And I'm also very interested to see what Frank and Matt's dynamic is, because obviously between Daredevil Season 2 all the way to Daredevil Born Again, we had Daredevil Season 3 and the Defenders, which Matt, of course, did not interact with Frank that whole time. We had Punisher Season 1, Punisher Season 2, in which the two did not interact that whole time. So I'm very interested, you know, to see what their dynamic is when it comes to, of course, you know, meeting up again. And seems like they're working together. Hold on, maybe I don't have any more pictures. There were more pictures of, you know, Matt and Frank together. You know, they were plugging their ears in one of the pictures, so seems like they were fighting somebody with some kind of, like, sound tech that clearly hurts their ears. And for Matt, that's a big deal, because obviously he's blind, and his hearing is one of his, like, greatest, assets, because, like, his senses got enhanced, when he lost his eyesight. But, so yeah, it seems like they're dealing with someone with sound, or something with sound is, you know, disrupting both of them. More pictures of Vanessa and Fisk together, which I think is great that we're establishing this character. One thing they have not explained to us, though, is at the end of Daredevil Season 3, Fisk goes into jail. They don't ever explain how he got out of jail, and now how Vanessa enters the picture, because Matt was like, you're gonna go live the rest of your life in prison at the end of Season 3, and if you dare, you know, to, you know, screw around with me or my, you know, family and friends, you'll never see Vanessa again. So I'm very interested to see how that plays out. Of course, we have the whole cast here. We have John Bernthal, Kingpin, Daredevil, Bullseye, of course, being back, but we talked about that a while ago. Karen, Foggy, and Vanessa. Another interesting dynamic. How is Kingpin and the Punisher going to play? Because in Season 2 as well, Kingpin essentially got the Punisher arrested or was going to make a deal with him. And Kingpin wanted the Punisher to kill this guy in prison so he could become the Kingpin of the prison. And then he double-crossed him, tried to get him killed, but the Punisher survived. And basically, Fisk and him had a talk. They fought a little bit, and then he let the Punisher go. And the Punisher, of course, said, you know, next time we meet, you know, one of us dies. And he's like, and Fisk says, you know, I'm counting on that. So the Punisher will probably be working with Matt closely, would be my guess, to go after the Kingpin, because both of them have bad blood against Kingpin. But obviously, their methods of dealing with vigilante justice is different. Punisher kills people. Daredevil just beats the crap out of them. And then, of course, I'm very curious to see how much of a role Bullseye plays into this series, because at the very end of Daredevil Season 3, you know, Bullseye, he is having surgery done on him, and they're putting something into his spine, and it activates something in his eyes or whatnot, which obviously indicates, like, you know, they gave him, like, some medical implant or biotic implant or something. So I'm very curious to see how that's going to affect Bullseye's character as well. So there's a lot of dynamics here at play, and I'm very curious to see how all of that is going to, you know, play out in this series. And the fact that they're bringing all the old characters back shows that they're making this more like a actual Season 4 to the original Daredevil series, as opposed to its own thing. It's just going to basically be different in name. From what I know as of right now, though, they are still, I guess, you know, keeping the four-year time jump. So apparently the beginning of the series is going to be at, like, you know, in the past, and then they're going to have a four-year time jump where most of the series takes place. And I guess Karen's supposed to be, like, in the first few episodes and then in one of the last ones or whatever. That's what it was all said. With all the reshoots and all these, you know, character announcements and, like, behind-the-scenes stuff that we're seeing now, a lot could have changed. They might have done away with the, you know, time jump and stuff. I don't know. All that early information about Daredevil Born Again, you could throw out the window, essentially, because now this series went from being this very different, barely including Daredevil series, to, oh my gosh, like, it basically is Season 4. So yeah, with all the different news and changes from the original script and the original idea that they, and, you know, the original vision that they had and they had completely filmed, I'm very curious to see how all this plays out, the character details and dynamics, because like I said, you have Punisher and Fisk that have, you know, bad blood. You got, obviously, Daredevil and Fisk that have bad blood. Bullseye, you know, is going after Daredevil, goes after Karen, goes after Foggy, right? And then, of course, you know, Vanessa's, you know, Kingpin's basically right-hand man. So you have all these characters returning and all these different dynamics that are going to play out in the series, and it's like, we got 16 episodes, you got plenty of time to explore all of it. And it seems like that they wanted to ramp up the action a lot. I mean, bro, the Punisher, Kingpin, Daredevil, and Bullseye, like, you're asking for a lot of action with those four characters alone. And that leads me to the big revelation that I figured out actually a little bit before talking about this. And that's apparently we're supposed to be getting three white tigers in this series. Hector, I'm not even going to try to pronounce these fucking names. Just Hector, Angela, Ava. There we go. We're just going to go with that. Okay, so you have Hector, the main white tiger. Now, if you go on my Twitter and you scroll down through the feed, probably about halfway through my Twitter feed in the past, back in January, we got behind-the-scenes pictures of Hector's white tiger, okay? He was at, like, a Midtown Market, or, yeah, Midtown Manhattan Market, or store of some kind, and he was kind of wearing a, what I would say to be a crappy white tiger costume. And there is also behind-the-scenes footage, as well, of the Punisher, or someone wearing the Punisher's outfit, killing Hector, shooting him in the head, in a back alley. There's also, you know, been behind-the-scenes pictures of cops dressed up with the Punisher's vest on. So it seems like that this series is going to have, like, Wilson. If I had to guess, this isn't true. Like, I can't say that this is, you know, confirmed, but this is my theory. Wilson Fisk, running for mayor, wants to get rid of vigilantes. He pays people, because he is a crime boss, he's done this before, pays cops, pays people to dress up like vigilantes, like Daredevil, like Punisher, go out, commit crime, kill people, and then people are going to be like, oh my gosh, we have a vigilante problem. Wilson Fisk runs his whole campaign of being mayor to get rid of vigilantes. And that is how he rises to power. He essentially does a smokescreen tactic. I'll pay criminals, or I'll pay crooked cops or whatever, to act like and dress up as a vigilante, commit crimes, and then people, of course, will be you know, unhappy with this, not feel safe, and then Fisk will just run a campaign on it. That would be my guess as to how the series is going to go. So we have Hector, Angela, and Ava. There have been two actresses that are said to have to be playing both of those other White Tigers. One being Jenna Ortega, and the other one being Victoria Justice. I don't know if that's actually happening, but if that's the case, pretty good choices. My question is, though, how are you going to make that story work, is my question. I mean, Hector gets killed by somebody dressed as the Punisher, so my guess would be Hector's niece and sister dress up as White Tiger, take the mantle, and go after the Punisher. Because here's what I'm thinking it is, right? Somebody that Fisk paid to act like the Punisher kills the original White Tiger, being Hector. And then, of course, word gets out, it gets all over the news, and then who pops up? Well, none other than Hector's sister and niece, dressed up as White Tigers, going after the Punisher. A lot like how, of course, T'Challa went after Bucky after Bucky was framed for killing his dad, T'Chaka. It would be kind of in the same vein, you know, minus the explosion part. So that's my guess as to how they'll play that story around. But I don't know if they're going to, like, make White Tiger into this whole, like, you know, Fisk eventually can pay off one of them to join his side or something. Because Bullseye, last I knew, still hates Fisk and was trying to kill Fisk and Vanessa in season 3's finale. So my guess would be, of course, you know, Wilson isn't going to recapture Bullseye into his grasp and pay him to do anything. So my guess is that Bullseye will be in a few episodes as, like, the main antagonist, right? But White Tiger maybe gets recruited by Fisk to go after vigilantes. Because, think about it, right? We already know, of course, down here I reposted this on my personal page as well. We know that Daredevil Born Again is going to lead directly into Spider-Man 4. We already know this, okay? Because obviously Mayor Fisk being, you know, mayor of New York, okay? Because this is essentially how it is, right? If you haven't watched Echo, Echo's post-credit scene sets up the New York mayor race, right? He's on a plane heading from Oklahoma, where Maya is, back to New York, and sees a news broadcast talking about the, you know, NYC, you know, mayor primaries or whatever, and he gets the idea to run. Daredevil Born Again, all about him running and campaigning. And then Spider-Man 4, he is the mayor. He's already put into place, you know, the law of, or laws or whatever, to get rid of, you know, vigilantes. And of course, in Spider-Man 4, it is said right now that Peter Parker is choosing to give up his life as Peter Parker and just be solely Spider-Man. And of course, you know, this is going to run in conflict with what Kingpin's doing in his operations. And Kingpin will probably hire villains or maybe even the Sinister Six to go after Spider-Man, and of course Daredevil will team up with Spider-Man and help him with crime fighting and stuff. So there is this big connection between Daredevil and Spider-Man, and, you know, the Mayor Fisk timeline and whatnot crossing over into Spider-Man 4. All of these things are going to play a role. Now, my guess would be, thinking about it, right? Fisk pays somebody to act or look like the Punisher, kill White Tiger. White Tiger's niece and sister gets involved and wants revenge on Punisher. Maybe it's a lonely vendetta thing, or maybe Mayor, or Wilson Fisk, as mayor, pays them to go kill Daredevil and to go kill the Punisher. And this would be, like, the first, like, showing of, okay, this is how Fisk is going to take care of vigilantes. He's just going to pay other superheroes or superpowered people to take out other superpowered people. So that might be the case. But at the end of the day, Daredevil Born Again is not only looking to shape up to be as good as the original, but this could, if done right, be better than the original. And the reason I say that is because you're adding an element, like, you have the Daredevil essence, right? You got Bullseye, you got Karen, you got Foggy, you got Kingpin, you got Vanessa, right? You got the crime empire, you got all of, and of course Punisher, and you got all this, you know, action, you got all the violence, you got all the ties that you need, but you add in White Tiger in there. And now you have a whole new dynamic and this other subplot going on, which is probably a revenge subplot, would be my guess. It makes the series more engaging and more interesting. And it also fills out, that could easily fill out a 16-episode runtime. All that we know about Daredevil Born Again is Mayor Fisk has to happen by the end. That's it. Wilson Fisk has to become mayor by the end of the series, leading into Spider-Man 4. That's it. That is, like, all that we know will happen in this series, okay? And before somebody tries to sit there and say, no, Logan, that's not gonna happen, it is gonna happen. They have set this up. They've even said as much that this is where they're going. And if you've read the Marvel, you know, any Marvel comics, you know Mayor Fisk is literally a run. Even read Devil's Reign, where you have, like, all the street-level heroes going against Fisk and stuff like that, right? Like, as Mayor. That's what it's all about. So it is going to happen. The question is, who's going to die, who's going to survive, and what is the state going to look like by the end of the series? That's what you have to ultimately wonder. I'm just happy that we're finally going to get Daredevil and Spider-Man teaming up. My favorite superhero, my second favorite superhero. And I'm happy that Daredevil Born Again is not as, you know, sad as I originally thought it was going to be. Like, originally I was like, I wasn't interested. I was losing interest in Daredevil Born Again by the day with the more reports we got about it and how bad it was. And now my mindset on the whole series is 180'd. I'm not getting too optimistic, though. We are talking about Disney here. People that, you know, clearly like to ruin everything that we love and throw in stuff like woke pandering crap in their movies or their shows that isn't needed, focusing on things that, you know, take away from the character, take away from the story, or just do very cheap, basic things that have no payoff or with no explanation. But all this news gets me very excited and very happy about what is to come. But ladies and gentlemen, that is all I have for you in today's podcast. I hope you all enjoyed. Next podcast, I will be talking about Godzilla X Kong. I don't know if I'm going to do a full review on the movie because it is, well, it makes no sense. But it was a fun movie, so I'll talk about that with you guys in the next podcast, as well as the Joker, I'm just going to call it Joker 2 trailer. I'm not a DC fan, I'm not a Joker fan, but, you know, I'll give my thoughts on it. For your guys' entertainment. But thank you very much for listening. I hope you all enjoyed, and I'll catch you all in the next one.